NPR's business news starts with family ties. U.S. regulators have launched an investigation into the giant bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, related to its hiring practices in China. The bank reportedly drummed up business with state-owned firms after hiring the children of the firm's executives. The regulators aren't accusing J.P. Morgan Chase of anything illegal yet. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Beijing.
J.P. Morgan's second quarter filing to the Securities and Exchange Commission mentions obliquely that the commission is seeking information on some of its hires in Hong Kong. The New York Times broke the story on Saturday. In one case, J.P. Morgan Chase hired the son of the chairman of a Chinese state-owned financial conglomerate called the Everbright Group. Not long after, Everbright Bank hired J.P. Morgan to help list its stocks on the Hong Kong Exchange. J.P. Morgan also helped with the listing of the China Railway Group after hiring one of its executives' daughters. Both J.P. Morgan and Everbright say their business dealings are transparent and in line with Chinese and foreign regulations. Ren Jianming, a corruption expert at the Beijing University of Aeronautics and Astronautics, says he doubts that very much. I believe J.P. Morgan's public credibility is likely to be affected by this incident, he says. It's possible that there was some exchange of favors going on because this kind of behavior represents an obvious conflict of interest. Sure, Ren says, it's true in every country that officials' kids work in finance and that personal connections are important in business. The problem, he says, is that Chinese regulation of this sort of interaction is weak and prone to abuse. He adds that the incident is likely to fuel public anger in China at the privileges of politicians' offspring. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.